Geek Radio Daily.
Okay.
Friday, June 27th, 2008 edition. Yes! The last day that I've got to do this completely by myself. I am the Vicar, delivering to you all the geek without the weight. However, with only one co-host. But yes, yes, the masses rejoice. Dogs and cats living together. Billy Flynn, super producer and co-host, returns to these very pod waves on Monday. So, yeah, it's all good, baby. It's Friday. We got movies, including a big fatty fat comic book movie coming. Hey! So it's all good. It's all exciting. The last Friday of July, and we're going to do it together, baby. You and me. Me and you. All like five of you out there in GRD Nation. What? I don't get a lot of sleep. A lot of people don't know that, but I don't. I don't know if you can tell that or not. Probably can. Anyway, all right, let's start things out, shall we, with Friday television. Now, I always warn you folks out there that Friday TV blows. There's a reason for that. Most people, a lot of people anyway, go out on Friday, right? That's why they don't put a whole lot on TV that they think anybody is going to care about. Don't let any of your network executive buddies tell you otherwise, because that's the way it works. I notice stuff. Why? I'm the Vicar. What? Here's what's on. Tonight, another dance competition, because that's what we need. It's on ABC. It's called, wait for it, Dance Machine. There it is. Major jump. Amateur dancers compete for a $100,000 grand prize. It's money. It's amateur dancers. If you throw in a poll, I just call that Saturday night, baby. It's followed by 2020, because there's a combo. Regis Philbin back on TV. I so missed him in prime time. So happy to see Regis back. He's hosting a new summer series on the Hallmark Channel called Hallmark Heroes. I think you're going to wish to God Siler would show up and cut some heads off on this thing, but it's not that kind of heroes. Four ordinary people are honored for helping others or bringing, all right, I don't care. Anyway, Hallmark Channel's taking suggestions on its website about who should be honored in the future, possibly with a nice card, I think, maybe what they recommend. I don't know. It's hard to say. Over on CBS, you got repeats of The Ghost Whisperer and Numbers. The CW got Sweaty Men in Tights. Friday Night Smackdown is tonight. The E! True Hollywood Story following Will Smith, what with Hancock getting ready to come out. Comedy Central's got two episodes of The Chappelle Show back-to-back. Always fun to watch those bad boys. And then a couple of late-night gems I'll pass on to you. Jimmy Kimmel is talking to actress Charlize Theron and director Guillermo del Toro. The Late Late Show's got my baby, Holly Hunter, on there, and Last Call has Vern Troyer, who, interestingly enough, makes an appearance in our news segment coming up here in just a few minutes on Geek Radio Daily. Okay? Hey, by the way, J.J. Abrams' birthday today, 42 years old. I actually thought he was a little younger than me, but he's not. Someone's actually older than me. Thank God. Okay, I guess that's it for the TV pages. Let's check the old mailbag.
You've got mail. It's not spam.
All right. First of all, we've got a voicemail in from Thomas H.
Hey, Geek Radio Daily crew. It's Thomas here. That's Thomas H. from the forums. Just wanted to call in again and say, dude, I heard that email from Dave this week calling you podcasting's Eeyore. That was awesome. Sorry, Vicar, but you were sounding rather Eeyore earlier this week. But we do appreciate you standing in there, standing up as one lonely voice in the wilderness. Our podcast keep going day in and day out. We appreciate it. And now for my job impersonation, sans alcohol, unfortunately. I'm in traffic, and I'm looking around. Ooh, something shiny.
But you're special, man. You reached out, and you touched it by the heart.
Thank you, Thomas. No, I am touched. Thank you very much. By the way, those forums that he's talking about, you guys really ought to be on those. GeekRadioDaily.com/forums. Click through there, join, get your GRD goodness every stinking day, because it's awesome. All right, what else we got? Dear Vicar, your courage and tenacity in putting out the show during these Flynn-deprived times is deeply appreciated. Every morning this week, I've found your voice to be the perfect accompaniment to the sight from the windows. That's lovely. I'm happy to hear that. At work, of skinny-dipping teenagers celebrating their graduations. What the hell? Needless to say, I wish you could be here to share the experience. That's what you got outside your windows? Are you freaking kidding me? I thought you were trying to make me feel better. Skinny, well, actually, this reminds me of a story. We moved into our house in, December, in the middle of winter, right? So I didn't know this until recently. I liked my neighbors. I enjoyed them. Very nice couple, a little bit younger than my wife and myself. The other day, I'm in the library. My library is upstairs in the house. And the library window overlooks their place next door. And I looked out, sure enough, laying out in the bikini in the backyard. Had not occurred to me when I met her in late November that, hey, she might look damn good in a bikini, and she does. Hello, neighbor. Where the hell was I? Oh, yeah, needless to say, I wish you could be here to share the experience, so until Mr. Billy returns, order to the universe. Keep up the good work. Best regards, Uncle Thornton. Finally, from Dave, you know I got nothing but love, Vicar. The Eeyore line was to make you more cuddly or something. Big V is a much better name, dude. But how could you hate Three's a Crowd? It had Jim, Jay Bullock, and Cosmic Cow. I don't think that's the same show. Three's a Crowd was the Three's Company sequel with Jack Ritter and his new wife. Jack Ritter, listen to me. John Ritter, the Jack Tripper character and his new wife without janitor Chrissy in it. The show with Bullock and Cosmic Cow and Ted Knight was, hell, I don't remember. Anyway, I liked the show with Cosmic Cow, but I think you got a different show. I don't know. I'll look it up in just a minute, but I'm not going to bother right now. I don't care that much. So until the Bruce gets cast as a member of the Lollipop Guild in the Wizard of Oz remake, make mine GRD love, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Bruce, by the way, the Bruce, going to be back with us with the return of GRD Weekly, episode 17. That's going to drop Monday or Tuesday of next week. And in the meantime, Friday means we got new movies to talk about, got some geeky news, including some highly disturbing Vern Troyer news, coming up on the Friday, June 27, 2008, Geek Radio Daily.
Chris, you've got the seven sun plans, but you don't have me. You were going to kill me, Chris. You were going to have to come down here. You're going to have to come down here.
I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you, and I wish to go on hurting you. I shall leave you as you left me, cliffhangered, marooned for all eternity in the center of a waterlogged, forgotten lab. Buried alive. Buried alive.
Chris!
The Secret Lair, the final... Oh, come on. You cannot be serious. No, I am not reading that. And what is this? These are the voyages of 230-something Midwestern geeks? Forget it. I'll say subscribe at www.thesecretlair.com, and that's it. I'm done.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, June 27th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, because we wouldn't do that to you. I am the Vicar, sitting here all solo-fied until Billy Flynn's triumphant return from Disney World on Monday. So it's all going to be good. He's coming back. No panic, y'all. All right. Let's talk about movies. All right, Wall-E comes out now. Wall-E. Now, it sounds like a rapper, like one of them there hip-hop thug-type people, but it's not. It's some kind of stupid robot. This is the latest effort from Disney Pixar after years of doing what he was built for. A lonely robot discovers what he was meant for. No, it's not dirty. It just sounds it. He chases his dream across the galaxy, starring the voice talents of Fred Willard, Sigourney Weaver, among others. Rated G, the newest Pixar picture. I'm sure it'll do well. I'm sure it'll be fine. Some of these are fine. I'm not a huge cartoon fan, but whatever. I do like cartoons with people in them. I like cartoons got people up in them, yo. So, I don't know about it. We'll see. Wall-E. I know everybody's excited out there in geekdom, but, you know, we'll see. Finally, Wanted is out. This has been much, much waited for. The Mark Miller, J.G. Jones comic from Top Cow comes to the big screen, baby, tonight. Angelina Jolie is a beautiful hired killer who recruits an apathetic nobody into a secret organization of superpowered assassins. Also starring James McAvoy, Morgan Freeman, rated R. Daniel Neiman, the movie critic for my beloved Richmond Times-Dispatch, gave it a star and a half and called it stupid. So that's usually a good sign, because typically if he hates it, I enjoy it. Wanted and Wall-E coming out on your movie theaters today, kids. All right.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All your news from a geeky perspective. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to start with Troyer. I got to. TMZ reports. All right. File this under stuff you'd rather not have to think about. Mini-Me himself, Vern Troyer, wait for it, has a sex tape. According to TMZ, which has a brief snippet of the video, Troyer made bedroom cinema with his former live-in girlfriend and aspiring normal-size model Renee Schreider, age 22. A third party has placed dibs on the tape, and as of press time, the man behind Paris Hilton's video. That guy, Kevin Blatt, mulling over a $100,000 offer from a company eager to distribute the awkwardness. Troyer has filed a $20 million lawsuit yesterday in Los Angeles District Court against TMZ, apparently. Wow, chilling. Don't want to be a member of that Lollipop Guild now, do you? Holy crap. Okay, from IGN, actress Sienna Miller, who plays the Baroness in the live-action G.I. Joe flick coming up. She is a natural beauty, but director Stephen Sommers thought she needed a little help in the boobage department to pull off the role of the curvy bad girl in the upcoming action-packed blockbuster. Miller tells the San Francisco Gate that Sommers set her up with some boobular enhancements underneath her costume. So, now you know. She says, quote, "I wear a tight tight black leather outfit and much bigger boobs. Quote, they gave me these things that looked like chicken fillets." The director said, "I'm going to be honest, I like girls with big boobs." At least he's honest, but I was mildly offended, unquote. I like chicken. G.I. Joe hits the big screen, fake boobs and all, August the 7th. All right, finally, Slice of Sci-Fi in a first for the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. The organization has unveiled its top 10 contenders in both comedy and drama for this year's Emmy presentation in September. It's the first time the Academy's named the shortlist quite so early. They're going to be officially named on July the 17th, but we can tell you a few of them right now. For Best Drama Series, ABC's Lost, Boston Legal, Grey's Anatomy, Fox's House, NBC's Friday Night Lights, Showtime, CBS thriller Dexter, Mad Men from AMC, the Glenn Close legal drama Damages and FX, and the final two big dramas from cable, HBO's Wire, Showtime's Tudors. Making the top 10, Comedy Cutter, NBC's 30 Rock and The Office, CBS Charlie Sheen ratings winner 2.5 Men, Family Guy from Fox, and ABC dramedy Pushing Daisies. Rounding out the list are two past winners, Curb Your Enthusiasm and Entourage, along with newbie Flight of the Conchords, all on HBO. Lastly, but far from least, is Showtime's big hit starring Mary Louise Parker, Weeds. 60th Primetime Emmy Awards will be September 21. Well, I'm glad to see Friday Night Lights getting some love. Sweet. That's going to do it, kiddies. Let's put this bad boy to bed. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes and review us while you're there, please. We need some more reviews. I'm stalled out at 23. I'd love to see a couple more reviews on there. So if you get the time, do that for me. I'd really appreciate it. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Check out GRD Weekly, the hour-long show. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast. Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Jesus Christ, he's tiny!